please survive. I'm begging you to stay alive. You don't have to take your life. Stop listening to voices saying you're nothing. You're being misled, I'm telling you it's not worth it. Drop the knife inside your mind and stay alive. I remember back then my dad had this friend. They normally hang out each time he traveled for the weekend. But this friend was going close to his end and he couldn't tell his friends. I don't really know why, but he couldn't father a child. This was one thing that bothered this man. One day he was in a house and my dad was mad at my sis for using his towel. He said he wouldn't mind if he had a child that would misuse his towel. He had a wife for a while, but she left him because he couldn't get her pregnant. This boy had everything he wanted, I mean his life wasn't stagnant. He got a second wife when the first one left, but the second wife left though he begged and begged. This boy wallowed in his house with pain in his heart, and when he goes out he smiled and no one knew he was pained with pain because he never said it with his mouth. Not too long, anxiety and depression gripped him. Then he hung himself like a cloth that was washed on the ceiling. He gave up the ghost because the rope hooked tight on his throat. Maybe if I sound to your ears, you would be that fair. Maybe you should stop taking doctors and ask the devil to stay clear. I'm not saying you're selfish, but maybe you should think about the hurt you leave when you leave. The pains you feel when you're not seen and can be reached. Think about the shame your family will face on a daily basis. The guilt you leave in hearts that can't be erased. Maybe we should stop pointing fingers as to who's fault it is while you're feeling this way. Maybe the fault is your family, maybe it's the society. Either way, when we're talking about solutions, suicide is not an option. Matter of fact, I faced anxiety and depression for a number of times. I planned out my own 1,000 ways to die, and I would lose my life if someone didn't come by to give me a business. Let me help you pull those thoughts out of your mind if you don't know how to. Matter of fact, the life of the devil and dying would solve a problem. I walked the earth for a while, I never seen death solve a problem. I used to think dying was the only way out. So day after day, that was what my thoughts were all about. I had a drawn out plan to starve myself to death, and I wouldn't talk to anyone. I had a god buried under my chest, and even if the people I liked best tried their best to get me to speak spots on my chest, off my chest, the stick got snubbed like the rest. But thank God Jesus is still in the business of saving lives, and he can save yours just as he saved mine. You save his life and don't die. He's the manifest truth on everything the devil said to you is the lie. You were created to fly higher than the birds in the sky. You were made for something great, that your act to make the earth shake and quake. Please don't let your heart break. Whatever it is that's fallen apart, Jesus will fix them back and make you laugh. And if you're fallen and broken like the Guinness World Record, Jesus will pick you up because you are his call. Please don't kill yourself. Drop the call and answer the call of God. You have something great ahead of you. Stand up and walk towards it. Jesus has the victory already. And when you're with him, there's no need to think defeat. I know you have dreams and expectations. They will leave. I don't care right now, they're dry bones. But the presence of God is no die zone. It's dynamic.